What's the point of college anyway? Summary: A personal perspective. A professor reveals the true purpose of college. Full article: As a college professor of 30 years, I think a lot about what college is all about and what it's for. College students want many of the same things that students wanted decades ago, and struggle with many of the same things too. It's normal for students to arrive on campus with the same age-old questions of who am I, and what will become of me. Or, in the words of poet Mary Oliver, they're likely wrestling with the question of what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life. One of the most timeless and important qualities about college is that it's a structure, a dwelling, of and for and about hope, what I call a hope structure. College is about educating a new citizenry. And it's also about socializing for and toward hope. I was reminded of this when, while scrolling on social media, I noticed my friend Dr. Catherine Felty, a brilliant, now retired sociologist at the University of Akron, had posted a photo of her 18-year-old self under which she had inscribed, "I am leaving my childhood behind as I search for my life and who I will be." That is essentially what college is all about, to individuate from one's family of origin, forge a new path, and discover how to grow into a bigger version of oneself. Students arrive on college campuses wanting a fresh start and to expand beyond the confines of wherever it is they come from, because regardless of whether they are from a suburb, a major city, or a tiny rural town, almost all students seem to want something more and something different. College gives students the opportunity to reinvent themselves, to develop new perspectives for how to think about issues in the world, and to consider their place in it. It's a space to reflect on the past, contemplate the future, and hopefully, vibrantly engage in the present. College becomes a place to dream big and bigger, and to try out new versions of oneself alone and in relationships, during what we know to be that uneasy time between late childhood and early adulthood. Imagine for a moment an accordion, how this musical instrument opens and closes and opens again, how it vibrates and produces sound. Students I've worked with resemble that accordion, going inward, expanding outward, playfully experimenting and making new music. Or imagine a kaleidoscope that with each turn reveals new reflections, patterns, color, and light. That's what college does, with each new course, with each group of friends, with involvement in new and different activities and organizations, with successes and failures, students can try out new ways of seeing and being. The kaleidoscopic nature of college gives students the tools to develop new frameworks and outlooks, to cast away older versions of themselves, and to begin again. There's so much hope in that. To become the architect of one's own life, to get inside and truly inhabit this structure of college, this hope structure, students have to do it themselves. Neither parents nor professors like me can design it for them. No doubt there will be times, based on our own life experiences, when we as parents and mentors want to shout, "Wait, hold on, be careful, let me do that, the plans don't seem sound, the blueprint seems wrong, the roof may collapse, the ground may flood," times when we desperately want to swoop in and fix things. The thing is, though, we're not living in that hope structure. We get to see pictures of it, we get to hear about the progress or lack thereof with the building of it, and we listen to the anguish when things aren't working. But the dream home that students are building, literally the structure to house their hopes, is sturdier when they've built it themselves, even if it's harder that way. This going away to college thing is a way of figuring out how to come home to oneself. It's about making a home and a life of one's own and staying authentic and true to one's own innermost needs, values, and desires. College inevitably involves turbulent transitions and difficult conversations that may rock students to their core and challenge their sense of their foundation, as well as get them to question aspects of where they've come from and where they're going. College is about inhabiting spaces more fully and creatively. Home and place are the quintessential things people struggle with. This yearning for a sense of home is central to the human condition and manifests in myriad ways. Typically, home is where we might expect to feel and behave most ourselves, and it's a primary site where and how relationships come together and break apart, and how people come to voice and identify who they are. Even today, when people ask me what I consider home to be, it turns out that where I went to college is high on my list. It was at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, formative for me in every possible way, that I came into myself intellectually, emotionally, academically, politically, professionally, relationally, sexually, and creatively. I've come to see that places, people, and life-changing and life-affirming experiences can all feel like home. Going to college is a chance to begin to design one's own life. Through the college experience, students get to design their interior space. By that, I mean their physical space and their psychic space. Students get to choose how they dwell and about what they dwell. This is the student's dream house, the student's hope structure. College provides students the opportunity to experience what gives them energy, what feeds them, and who they are at their deepest essence. Adapted excerpt from The Complete You, Over 100 Lessons for Success in and Out of the College Classroom, 2025, with permission from Mango Publishing. About the author, Deborah J. Cohan, PhD, is a professor of sociology at the University of South Carolina Beaufort, where she teaches and writes about the intersections of the self and society. Life never gets easier. Fortunately, psychology is keeping up, uncovering new ways to maintain mental and physical health and positivity and confidence through manageable daily habits like these. How many are you ready to try? Self-tests are all about you. Are you outgoing or introverted? Are you a narcissist? Does perfectionism hold you back? Find out the answers to these questions and more with Psychology Today.